How to make a great video today on This Is Not a Podcast, episode 4. I am Albert Hathazy from alberthathazy.com and socialmarketingperformance.com. Today, guys, I wanted to get this video out, and I am actually recording this video sitting in my car. Because I kept on putting it off, and I finally says, Albert, it's time to create some content, and never mind about getting things perfect. So I'm sitting in a semi-vacant parking lot. Now, the hardest part about recording something in your car is finding a place to avoid being ridiculed as someone sees you talking into your iPhone. I guess nowadays, a lot of people are using their mobile devices ad nauseum, but when you're recording, you look kind of a little weird holding your phone in a different location. So today I want to talk about how to make an awesome video. And I have to say that I really enjoy making videos. And I got this tip from a company called Jive Systems. And they have a proprietary system where they use videos and emails to attract customers and get your message across. I think it's a great idea. However, you could use these tips for anything when you're making video, and video is a great way to get your message across to prospects. So I have 6 steps to make an awesome video, and here they are. Number 1, be upbeat. Definitely your state of mind comes to play here. When you are upbeat, a little extra upbeat, people will appreciate it. Number 2, proper introduction. He says the best way to introduce yourself is, "Hi, I am so-and-so from such-and-such." By using I am, you give greater ownership to the video, and it seems to have a subtle but very effective effect. Number 3, state your unique selling position. Now, state your unique selling position could also be something that explains what the video is about, or what is unique about what you have to offer. Number 4, don't be too close to the camera. It's important to keep your arms visible at all times. If your arms aren't visible, it shows a sign of weakness. So try to make sure that your arms are in the video. Also, number 5, keep it short and to the point. Now, if you ramble on like I am doing in this too much, you're going to lose people. So tell them what you have to say and try to make it succinct. Number 6, call to action. Always at the end of the video, you want to tell people what to do exactly. Leave nothing to chance, whether that's going to be verbally or with some sort of text on your video. And you definitely don't want to tell them to go buy something. That's not cool. So those are my video tips. Now, since I have a little bit more time today, I wanted to talk about a great book that I really recommend you read, especially if you're into creating content like I'm doing here and writing, or you have plans to write a book, but you keep getting all these blockages. The book is called Do the Work by Stephen Pressfield. This book by Stephen Pressfield is absolutely amazing because it tells us what is blocking us, and he helps us guide through this false belief system that we have when it comes to creating content. You know, if you're a writer and you have something they call writer's block, it is basically just something he calls resistance holding you back. For example, myself, I had to keep waiting and waiting to record this video to make sure, to make sure everything was perfect, when it was just resistance holding me back from getting ahead. So if you ever feel stuck and you want to be motivated, go get the book, Do the Work by Stephen Pressfield. It's on the Kindle store. It's in your bookstores. And I would love to hear what it does for you. Okay, everybody, this is it for now. Do me a favor. Check me out on Facebook at Social Marketing Performance, and check me out on Twitter too, Albert Hathazy. I will have the show notes on my website, alberthathazy.com, under podcasts, and there will be episode 4. I hope to talk to you soon, and I can't wait to hear if you like the show. Please leave me a comment. Bye now.